Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quick C 98.3. On the phone with us, we have Marty Fulkerson from Elizabethtown City Council. How are you, sir?
We are doing great. How are you all this morning?
We're doing very well. So you guys have done something really interesting. You have provided a way, coming up very soon, so that our youngsters can get out of the house to do their schoolwork and maybe have a little more fun when they have to do some non-traditional type instruction if that comes up.
What we found out in talking with both of our school systems, the Elizabethtown City Schools and the Hardin County Schools, was that they were working and being able to get devices to our students to do the online instruction. But the issue that they were running into is many of them did not have access to the internet, which creates a huge problem. And so in talking with Amy Inman and the Mayor Gregory, we looked at and said, hey, what about if we provide Wi-Fi in our parks and some of our facilities to be able to help this out? And so the mayor quickly got on it, talked with IT, and we are able to offer internet at the American Legion Park, Nature Park, Freeman Lake Park, and also down at Pritchard Community Center to be able to, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., they'll have free Wi-Fi access so the kids can come down with their parents or guardian and be able to connect and get their schoolwork done. We're also going to take it a step further, and we have a room reserved down at Pritchard Community Center so that they can go inside and do this as well. So we wanted to partner with our school systems, and these are very, very unique times, as we all know. And the education and the quality of education that our kids get, it is as important and more important than good quality roads and other things that we do in city government. So that's why we felt like we needed to step up to the plate and try to be part of the solution for our kids.
Do they have to have any kind of a special password to log on? And what would they be looking for when they're looking for that particular Wi-Fi hotspot?
Each one of those will come up at wherever facility that they're at. When they go to their settings, they'll see that come up. And so they will not need a password. We are securing it to make sure that only appropriate websites are where they are going, and we can control that, and we have those precautions in place. So we're really, really proud of our IT department for stepping up and getting this rolling as well.
Is it already in place, or is that something that the team is going to be working on soon?
It will be ready to go when school starts.
All right. Awesome. What a wonderful thing.
We have one piece of equipment that's on the way, and so we'll have it all up running when school starts for them.
And what a neat thing, you know, because they had to finish up the school year at home, and not everybody had good internet service, because, you know, we found out how far we could stretch our internet when we had to do all that. But for those that just want to be able to get out of the house and have a change of scenery, what a great idea.
It is. We think it'll be a great learning environment. It gives them a different thing versus looking at the same walls that they've been looking at. Everybody loves fresh air. If the weather is good, then that's going to be a great opportunity. But, you know, at Freeman Lake, we also have those pavilions that they'll be able to use and sit under as well. And, you know, the other thing that I want to say is that we have also talked to our police department, so we're going to have patrols in that area to make sure that these are safe, not only online but in person, that we have safety measures in place for a very, very good learning environment for our kids.
Thank you so much for all you guys are doing behind the scenes and behind the internet and everything. We really appreciate your efforts.
Well, it's a team effort with the current council. They've done a good job. And, you know, I always say anybody can lead in good times, but the real leaders step up in challenging times. And that's what we've seen from this council and our administration led by our mayor. So we're proud to be a part of this community and keep making it a better place to live.
Thank you, Marty Fulkerson with the Elizabethtown City Council. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We are Quixie 98.3.